The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Take two. It's Nicola and me, Justin, of course, on the podcast. We did a couple of issues with Facebook, and some people are maybe joining again, but our sound issues. Nicola, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, flip the chart up. Flip the chart up, Nick. Let's have a look at the charts on the video there.
Can you see the charts?
No, I can't. Maybe. Oh, hang on a sec. No, I'm looking at the old one.
I'm looking at the old register.
Sorry. Okay. I'm just saying, no, listen, I've been checking about, and my perception, we're talking about perception and delusion, and how accurate is your perception? Because that leads to delusion sometimes. But I've been looking around at my stocks, and I've got a couple of rises, but look at the volume. Volume is very low. And so I don't think I am making it up. There's a couple of stocks obviously flying, but like I said earlier, you know, sometimes all you need is one or two flyers and AIM, and it helps the entire liquidity of the AIM market. So, Nick, let's go with, first and foremost, StratAero, which is one of the ones that is exceeding average daily volume today. Aero, A-E-R-O-D-I-S-C-O. And it's up about 20%. But what do you think of the chart here? What does it look like?
Oh, I like this chart a lot. You know, this is like a staircase. So we've got support and resistance levels, and you go from one level to the next level. And so we had a big deal level that we needed to get above at 0.0622, and we're above that today. As long as we stay above it today on the close, our next resistance is 0.08. And if we go above 0.08, not only have we completed a big cup and handle, but we've completed a big inverse head and shoulders pattern. And then my target there, my next target, support and resistance wise, is 0.177. This one should fly.
What, a lot of smaller stocks on AIM, unless they have a sustainable business that will re-rate it, you get a lot of traders in there. And as I'm just looking at the moment, I'm looking on Vox here, looking at some of the sells, and there's a lot of sells happening. There's not many buys happening going through. And so, like I said, it's got to stay above that level. And if you get this kind of selling pressure happening, it may not, but that's important to look at previous closes.
Well, people will look at those spike highs, because we did it in January, we did it again on the 8th of February, and then we did it again on the 6th of April. We ran all the way up to that 0.8 and then took profit and came all the way back down again. And so people will go, oh, you know, that's one of those levels, we've got to get out there. And just one day they'll hold on enough that we won't. And what will happen is, if we don't go back below that prior resistance, we'll hold above it and have another go, and then hopefully keep going. I will point out that there's a bit of a level, you know, in these AIM stocks that above point, but that are below 0.1, whenever you get to back to that 0.1 level, it's like, you know, £100 or something. It's like that big round number that might also be a bit of a block on the way. But otherwise, I really do think when we get out of this range that 0.177 is where we go.
Yeah. The exercise. Okay, that's StratAero, one of the stocks rising strongly today on the market there. Next one we're looking at is Armadale Capital. They've announced they're proceeding with their feasibility studies, and this is graphite. It's in Tanzania, which of course the jurisdiction is a little bit questionable, but businesses do operate there. But the compelling economics of this, it's hard to ignore. They have like 122% internal rate of return, NPV of $349 million, and they're only 5 million market cap. So it's an amazing. And graphite, of course, not people know this, but there are 30 times or up to 30 times more graphite in a lithium iron battery than lithium. So it's going to be a resource that's needed for the future. So ACP, compelling economics, but in a jurisdiction that could prove a bit risky. Who knows? ACP, what do you reckon, Ivala?
I think ACP is looking good. It's come back to ideal support. If we look at the rally that we made from the October lows, you know, we cleared the 200 moving average, we extended quite a long way, and now we've come back in really a choppy overlapping correction since the start of the year to retest 50% of the rally. So from the October low to the high that we made in January, 50% of that is 1.86, and then the 200-day moving average is just underneath us. That's what we tagged on the 6th of April. So this is an ideal level to rally from. And we've really spent the whole of April sitting on that level, pretty well supported. So I think that we can rally from here. I'm just looking for some news or something to give it the momentum to break out of this. For me, above the daily 50 moving average will prove that we're going higher. So that's above the big round 2.0 number. And then if we connect the highs that we made in January and the high that we made in March, we got a trend line, and then above 2.2, I think for sure we're going higher.
Wow, this should have had a look at what's in petroleum, BPC, what's that? Hang on, bear with me one second. Hold, please hold, caller.
It's you look it up, but I just didn't mention the target. So upside targets, if we break out from this wedge consolidation, in other words, we go above 2 and 2.2 in the next rally, takes us to 2.89 and 3.3 next in Armadale Capital.
Lovely. Okay, Highlands Natural Resources are reporting they're spudding their fifth well at East Denver, man. And is that where John Denver was from? John Denver died, didn't he, in his own plane crash. Anyway, H&R, what do you reckon the chart? Funny how the mind works, isn't it?
I know. In the last couple of days, we just made new 2018 lows, which was pretty frustrating because, you know, the low we made on the 29th of January and on the 12th of April was a really good level at 21. So we've dipped now, and now we're testing the September lows and bouncing so far. I think if we can recover this 21.06 level, that we can look to rally back to the 200 moving average at 23.5. So we're rallying nicely today. A close above 21.06 should take us back to the 200-day, 23.05. And then above 23.5 means we've made a bottom and we can look higher from here. And then I would say 50% of the decline would be where I bang off our heads first at 28.42. But really, we should carry on back to 36.
I hate banging my head, do you? You know when you do that, you know sometimes you do it, you buy, you know, on an open cupboard or something ridiculous, and it really hurts for a couple of seconds, you go, and you're scratching hard, rub it fast. Anyway, defence, of course, this is a request from yesterday, DFX, not the sofa company, that's DFS, they've always got a sale on, but is defence in sale territory?
This one's doing really well. Since the beginning of April, we've made a bottom, we've reversed. I think we're heading back and we're going to retest the 2016 lows, which is about around 60. And we should meet the 200-day moving average there as well. So far, what we've seen is really nice rallies.
And then, you said so
and
far.
Then each time we've rallied, when we've pulled back 50% of the rally. That's what we did for the rally from the 4th to the 12th of 13th of April. And that's what I think we're doing again. And so we should rally from here and keep trending higher. And then we'll see what happens when we get back to the 200-day around 60. So here we are sitting at sideways, and I'm just looking for that signal that we're going to turn higher. Not quite got it yet, but some bullish price action here at 25 would be a really good level to get long.
Lovely. You said so far. I said DFS. You said so far. So far, so good. But it sounds like a sofa, doesn't it?
It's a DFS of furniture store.
Yeah, and you said so far. So far. Okay. United. Last night there was some news from United Oil and Gas, UOG, after market close, talking about they've extended their option to gain an extra 10% of the Corallian sort of coal-to sort of license agreement they've with from Corallian. They're still doing a bit of DD on it. due diligence, of course. But I wrote a blog on you over the weekend, and I think it's, you know, very risky oil and gas companies are, really. But UOG diversified very well, and they mitigate that risk, you know, through their projects that they have, the wide-ranging projects. So worth a read-up on that blog, I think, even if I did write it myself. UOG, Nick, what do you reckon?
UOG. So we bounced from the 200-day moving average in UOG, and we bounced from the 50% retrace. You know, with the big rally that we started in December 2016, 50% of that was 4.26, and that's where we bounced from really nicely at the end of April, 25th, 26th of April. Now it looks like we're coming back to retest it. So we need to make sure that we don't break down or, you know, close below that 200 moving average and carry on lower. I think if we do take a look underneath it for some stops, which very often happens, then there's support and resistance, a horizontal level at 4. I would say below 4, I would get quite bearish. I think that for now, watch for a retest of the lows. We find some support, a nice double bottom or some, you know, good signs of a base would be what we want to see if we're going to turn it around here.
Lovely. It's what's annoying me, Nick, is BT's annoying me. It's a nice little rally, and it's pulling back below where I thought it would get back to, which is annoying. It? Yes, BT, obviously.
Because Apple rallied nicely, didn't it, after we said, let's see BT.
Yes, because that's the Apple people listening, Tim Cook. He listens to you all the time. He loves you, Nicola. He's your biggest fan.
Okay, so 235, like forever, 235 was our level, wasn't it, in BT? That was the level I said that's we're going to buy at. Okay, so we went and had a look underneath it, and we came back, and we've got back above our 235 level, and now that's where our daily 50 moving average is, and that is the level.
Inverted head and shoulders.
It'd be great if we could make one, wouldn't it?
That's what it's going to be, isn't it?
I hope so.
Yes. Yes, it is. But, yes, Nicola.
235 is a good deal. It's a good level. So keep an eye on this and see if the buyers are here today. You know, for me, there's lots of reasons to like this price.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, the one I was looking at was Bahamas Petroleum. Apparently today they announced an exclusivity, confidentiality and exclusivity agreement with a major international oil company, man. It's major. It's international.
What's Bahamas Petroleum?
BPC. It's up 123%. Volume, listen, the average daily volume on this.
Oh, my gosh, look at this. Yeah.
The average daily volume of this is 5.5 million. Today, 107 million. Oosh. Oosh.
Ooh, look, and we're going to close above the weekly 200 moving average. We haven't done that since 2012, August 2012.
1913.
If we close above the 200-week moving average, which at the moment is 1.6 in this stock, we could see some much more continued upside, and that level will be support to keep going higher. So let's see. I'd be looking for, if we can do that, we could look for 6.4.
Ooh, do you know what? I don't care.
Don't care? Yes, you do, because you can buy pullbacks against that 1.6 level.
I'm a researcher and investor. I don't just buy on technical signals, Nicola. You must know that by now. I'm offended you didn't know me better than this by now. Oh,
we'll have to wait a few days anyway for that pullback, the way it's looking.
So. Yeah, but offended me. Okay. Listen, yes, okay. If you want to see the video, you can see it, by the way, at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. If you were listening on the podcast, if you're watching the video, then I don't see the point in watching it again, really. You know, why bore yourself senseless twice? Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.